Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, we're going to discuss fitness, well, fitness fashion. And this is going out during December 2019 when I'm doing daily podcasts, my beloved Christmas pods. And Dr. Rangan Chatterjee has already featured talking about the importance of movement during the season of excess. But I wanted to just talk about it from another perspective. And this is about the kit you wear while you're exercising. Just because I've tried and tested quite a lot of new brands actually this year. And I've been really impressed with some of them, so I wanted to share them with you. Because I don't know about you, but the intention to exercise is often the thing that happens between the intention and the actual exercise can be the buying the clothes. And how well the clothes perform will impact how good the exercise feels. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I like buying fitness gear and I hate it when it underperforms. So what I wanted to include in this episode was the kit that I've been really impressed with and think is worth your investment if you are indeed looking for fitness gear. So the first brand is ASOS 4505. So this is the fitness brand from ASOS, which is the big, massive online retailer, fashion retailer. And trust me, I've worn my fair share of cheap high street fitness gear over the years. And in the main, it's pretty awful. You can come across some gems, but it makes you sweat. The material's too hot. There's no support if you're looking for support, particularly on the chest. The fabrics tend not to be very durable and you end up having to replace them pretty quickly. You know, there's nothing like spending a bit of money on some leggings and then the seam going when you're doing a squat, right? So ASOS 4505 is affordable and the quality is also really good. That's what I think is really impressive about this range, because it does sit in the affordable bracket, but the quality is really sound. And they've also nailed the fashion element. So it's not just where you get something functional. You actually get clothes that look really good too. They have some amazing long sleeve running tees that are slightly burned out in fabric. So somewhat not entirely, but a little bit see-through. And so they make a really good top layer. And they come in loads of colours like khaki, red, black, blue, white, green. And I've lived in those on runs and walks in the warmer months this year. They've just been really, really good because I do like to cover my arms. I've also very recently bought their long sleeved ribbed crop top for my home workouts, and it's just utterly great. It's got a really high neck, really nice high neck. It's got great long sleeves with the little thumb holes. Although we do need little holes for watches, don't we, now, so that we can keep track of what we're doing. So I roll one sleeve up and it's really nice. Like I said, long sleeve, cropped, looks great with black leggings, really simple. And I feel like J-Lo when I wear it and I don't leave the house. So there we go. But it doesn't make me really sweaty. It doesn't cling. It lets me, you know, my body breathe during the workout. So it's absolutely brilliant. So if you are in the market for some new fitness gear, but you don't want to spend crazy money, then I highly recommend this collection. And just to be really, really clear, I buy from ASOS. I don't have a press discount. I used to. Oh, I used to love that press discount so much. I don't have one anymore, so I pay full price on ASOS. And this is a recommendation based on the fact that I've purchased. So my other discovery this year is the Sweaty Betty Power Legging. Now, Sweaty Betty are up there price-wise, but these were gifted to me. Full disclosure, you might remember if you're listening in the UK, Sweaty Betty sponsored the podcast at the end of the summer. And as part of that sponsorship, they said, oh, we'd like Emma to try some of our gear. And they sent me the power legging. And I've been wearing New Balance leggings for about 3 years because they fit really well. They have a high waist. They're extremely well made and durable. And they just wear and wash really, really well. So I was actually ready to wait for the January sales and stock up on another 3 pairs because I've got 3 pairs that I have worn to death. But the power legging, and it beats it. And I'm really shocked I'm saying this to you because I love those New Balance leggings. There's nothing wrong with them. I'll still use them. But the power legging sculpts your butt, holds you in really nicely around your stomach and thighs. And they're really well made and have incredibly strong seams. Plus they wash really well. So I've had mine for about 2 months and I've washed them lots, but they feel brand new every time I put them on. So I'm definitely going to be stocking up on those and getting some of the 7/8 pairs. So that means that the legs are slightly shorter because my legs are too short for the full length ones, which I have now. So I have to turn them up. Great. The benefits of having short legs. So I'm going to get the 7/8 pairs, but genuinely every time I wear them, I think, God, these are so good. So those are kind of my basic brands, but I know that we need to talk sports bras because prior to my breast reduction surgery, and if you're a long time listener, you know I've talked about this before, I would sometimes wear two or three bras to work out in to stop my boobs from bouncing. And in my many years of running, the best combination for strapping down an unruly bosom was a panache underwire sports bra with a crop top over the top. And if they were particularly bouncy, a boob band over the top of that. So you've got your bra, which is structured and has underwire in. Then you put a crop top over the top. And I always used to go a size smaller than I was so that it would really compress. And then if I still felt like they were trying to beat me in the chin, I would wear a boob band, and that would keep them from the bottom bounce would have been prevented by the bra and the crop top, but the top bounce would need a little bit more, and that's what you use a boob band for. And again, I'll put the links in the show notes if you're unsure. But that combination, if you have big boobs but you're doing high impact sport, that comes with my highest personal recommendation. And again, I've bought all of these things because I know firsthand how well that combo works. It really, really does make a difference. And if I know what it used to be like, if you didn't feel like you were supported, there were runs that I walked on, or there was exercise that I stopped doing because I thought I'm bouncing around too much, and it can really get in your head. That is an excellent combination if you want minimal bounce. But I have had breast reduction surgery. So, and anyone who's had it will tell you that you revel in lighter support sports bras and thin straps and not having to double bag everything. And I think the first thing I bought for myself when I got home from the hospital, I think I actually went onto ASOS straight away and bought an Adidas three-stripe sports bra because I just wanted so badly something that wasn't so structural. And I think genuinely the first time I put it on, I just started giggling and almost crying, just really giggling madly, because I just couldn't believe that it wasn't buckling under the weight of my boobs. But then since then, because I'm not walking around braless or with tiny little bralettes on because I want to support what I have, I have been using the Gap Eclipse medium support bra. And that genuinely is now one that as soon as they've got one of their 50% off sales, I'm going in and buying about 18 of them. They are great. They've got good coverage, but they've also got three straps on each side that cross over at the back. So you've got that kind of pretty element too, but you still feel supported. So if you don't need a huge amount of support, but you still like support, it's a really, really great sports bra / crop top situation. So those are my picks. Those are the brands that I've tried and tested. There are ones that I'm not mentioning because I've tried them and I thought they were absolute garbage. But those are my top picks, the ones that I think if you're spending your money on new fitness gear, they are definitely brands and products that I highly, highly recommend. But what do you wear? What kit do you think is worth investing in? As this is part of a Christmas pod, I will start a thread in the Facebook group and we can have a chat. You can share the links to the products that you really like or the leggings that really work for you. Or maybe there's a sports bra that you're going to tell me completely eclipses my three bra strategy that I was using before my breast reduction. Let me know in the show notes. I'm so keen to hear about it. If there are brands that you just think are so worth the investment. Some sports brands get very, very expensive. And I'm always thinking, does it really need to be able to last on the surface of Mars in order for me to be able to wear it to go for a run around my park? I sometimes think it gets a little bit too high performance. But if you found something that is expensive, but it's worth the money because you're not going to have to repurchase for years, then let us know. Let me know in the Facebook group. The link to join will be in the show notes. Or if you'd rather, email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can always DM me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. And it'd be so good to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.